Have you discovered a flaw in Melbourne's game at the moment?
Not one, not just one.
You got more than one?
There's a few flaws.
Is there something that they should be seriously concerned about right now?
I didn't discover this. Dan Hoyne did, Champion Data. So you know, their stoppage work's been poor, their clearance work's been poor, but it's the whether you get scored against, right? So the in their defensive 50, so in their back half of the ground, they are 18th in the competition for conceding scores. So you go, what's that look like? So if you're a Melbourne supporter, think back to the Marcus Bontempelli at that stoppage inside forward 50 where he just ran onto his left boot and kicked the goal. So that there's your problem right there. You go, how's that happen? Why is the structure wrong, left footer? You know, how can we left the inside of the ground open? How can he go into that? So that sort of stuff. They're 18th in the competition for conceding scores. Around the ground, they're two. They're number two. So they've got a good structure around the ground. Don't get scored against. But in that defensive part of the ground, it's been a real issue for them since about around 13 when their form started to slip. So that is one thing that they'll absolutely be going to work on.
They've got plenty of time to work on it, though.
Yeah, well, they have, but they've got a few issues.
And the drop-off, Jackson's dropped off in performance, Spargo's dropped off in performance, Pickett's dropped off in performance. Is that a major concern to them as well?
Well, they're not the ones who will win you the premiership because they're only young kids, but they are really important.
They're really important players.
They're a really important part of, you know, driving you through there. I mean, it's Petrarca's and Gorn's who are going to win you, but those guys are a big part of it, and that's understandable that you can have a drop-off, but It's getting to the pointy end. They got West Coast, Geelong, Gold Coast, Adelaide. So you could say two hard games, two tough, two not so. But the not so's are the ones that have given the biggest trouble so far. So I think it's a really interesting month for the Demons.